One is an active shooter, which has somebody who is creating harm and mayhem. The other is an intentional mass casualty event, which could be an explosion. An example of the first would be Sandy Hook. An example of the second would be the Boston Marathon. Classically, what happens is these things are unexpected. They happen very, very quickly. And in an active shooter, they're usually finished in 15 minutes. What that means is the response has to be very quick at any time of day or night and fully coordinated.
So what has been the protocol and what are you recommending change?
Well, classically, the law enforcement services would get to the scene and they want to secure the scene, which is appropriate because if there's an active shooter, you don't want the next person to be harmed or killed by this person. One of the problems with that is that can take a long time. And that means if there is somebody who is injured, the first person in there has to identify if somebody is bleeding and stop the bleeding. This is not small bleeding. This is massive bleeding to death and is usually secured by a tourniquet or something of that nature. If your mission is to really secure the shooter and not pay attention to people who are injured, then that delays the time for care.
On what basis are you making these recommendations?
The military over the last two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan has totally changed their concepts to having a buddy system where each soldier carries a tourniquet and a hemostatic dressing. And they're expected to, if a soldier colleague is injured, to immediately address their bleeding, which is different than the civilian sector, which would be really suppressing the shooter first. So these things are being done simultaneously in the military, and the results are very significant. The mortality from severe bleeding dropped from 7.2% to 2.8%. Very, very significant.
Do you have concerns about the safety of these first responders?
Absolutely. And that's why you really want to be sure that the first responding team, which is to say the law enforcement or police services, are very sensitive to making sure that it is safe. And you don't want the medical response team to be in line of sight of a shooter. So you want to be behind a wall or somewhere, but in a warm zone, not the hot zone. But you definitely want to be as close as possible and get to care as quickly as possible. I think the real key to it is that since these events, whether they're explosions or shootings, happen usually in a public place, usually the purpose of it is to terrorize people. So they will happen and the public will be there. So the public needs to have a very clear understanding of what the expectation is. And for instance, in Boston, the public responded phenomenally well with tourniquets, makeshift tourniquets. Could be a tie, it could be a shirt sleeve, it could have been a belt. But those things actually save lives. And they probably just had common sense. Well, we need to take those principles and educate the public.
Thank you very much for coming in to speak with us about this.
You're welcome.